We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're continuing the second section of the 15th chapter. Now let's talk a little bit about someone who gives a loan for profit. Firstly, we'll get to that in a second. Firstly, if you're going to give a loan and collect interest, so then there's a legal document you have to work out. It says in our parsha, you're not allowed to take interest from a fellow Jew. So there's a way of setting up the business deal that you end up being partners and you're taking a percentage of the profit. There's a way of setting it up, what's called a heter iska, in which, and when you set it up that way, then you can end up gaining on your principal. It's not really called interest because the way the deal is set up, it's not interest, but it's an insured profit on your principal, which for all intents and purposes is from our perspective, it's like getting the interest. So you have to set it up. They don't, God forbid, have the prohibition of taking interest. Because if a person doesn't do that, ultimately all his assets will get destroyed. As the Talmud tells us, aside from the great punishment that comes to a Jew who takes interest from a fellow Jew, it even affects his capacity to be resurrected from the dead, ultimately, if he takes interest from his fellow man. That when Ezekiel resurrected those dry bones in the valley of Dura, he had a great army of people standing there. One person was left lying in the dust, and that was a man who took interest from his fellow man. So that man, he stayed. He couldn't get up from the dead. Everyone else stood up. So aside from the great punishment, a person's assets also suffer if he takes interest. And taking interest is as though a person is signing a document that says he denies the existence of the God of Israel. As the Talmud says in Tractate Baba Metziah, you can take a look at it over there. And this isn't the place where we can elaborate on the great stumbling block that exists with regard to this. It's reached a point where everyone assumes it's just permitted. They take what's prohibited and they assume it's permitted. People don't realize that they're destroying their soul. Therefore, what's obligatory is if someone's going to deal in issues of loans, like we mentioned, Yiral Kol Panim Lilmod Ota Alacha B'Yored Dao B'Chochmat Adam. You should at least learn these laws in Shulchan Aruch, or at least in the short version in the Chochmas Adam. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Shem, next time.